in our preceptorial life, we can see the exalted stars, they are existing in our preceptorial life. Actually, Rupanuga Sampradaya, it is showing here Bhagavat Parampara, Dandavat. Text it from here, no problem. Rupanuga Sampradaya showing Bhagavat Parampara. That is, we do not know who actually the every exalted star's guru's name. Somebody's guru's name we know, but where we are looking, the electricity and bulb shining, we can guess there is electricity, while we are looking the bulb shining in the road. But we do not know some hidden way, some times it is coming from over headed line, sometimes underground line going, but bulb is shining in the road. Then we can say there is electricity and coming from the generator, electric generator. Like that, our Guru Parampara, up to Srila Guru Maharaj, we are saying. There, Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, after that, Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu. The three gurus we are seeing there, Vedic therapy. The Narottam Thakur, he is in our preceptorial line, and our Guru Parampara, they are after Jiva Goswami, Rupapriya Mahajan, Jiva Raghunathan, Tad Priya Kavi Krishna Das, Krishna Das Priya Vara Narottama Sevakar, Jarpada Vishwanatha As. This way, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur shown our Guru Parampara. The Narottam Thakur, very exalted star in our Sampradaya. He born in Nator, Khetori Dham, district Nator. There is Khetori, one very rich place. His father was very rich man. And Krishnananda Datta, Purushottam Datta, their two brothers, very rich men, they born in Nator district, like king, small king. And Narottam Thakur was Krishnananda Datta's son of Krishnananda Datta, Narottam Thakur. And when he born, before that Mahaprabhu went that Padda Nodi, Padda, one river, Padda river, very, very strong current. Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rupa Raghunath, to Malda, their place, Ramkeli. and met with Rupa Raghunath. And that time, Mahaprabhu, bank of Padda, they are standby and looking that Khetari over that side of the river. Mahaprabhu told Narottam, Narottam, Narottam thrice. He called this way. But nobody knows why Mahaprabhu this word used there. But later everybody knows that is Mahaprabhu's calling Narottam. And Mahaprabhu's prem he put it in that padda. And one day Narottam Thakur, when took bath in Padda Nadi, and that prem of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna prem, embraced Narottam Thakur and his body, and he was very intoxicated with that Krishna prem. And from childhood he was very much attached with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela. And somebody telling the Narottam Thakur, he is non-different form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole Krishna prem he had got. And this way Narottam Thakur staying in their house, and father and his father's brother, Jatha Musai, they all was very affectionate with Narottam Thakur. But Narottam Thakur do not want to stay, cannot stay in his house. In all his intoxicated mood and chanting Mahaprabhu's name and Mahaprabhu's conception, preaching Mahaprabhu's conception. From his young age, this happened. And he wants to go out from his house. But father and his elder brother not giving, uncle is in English, not giving permission to go out from their house. And Narottam also cannot stay. His mother helped too much. And mother said, if my son will alive, he wants to see him alive, then you leave him and he will go out from house. But he will alive happily. This way mother helped too much to Narottam Thakur. And from that, Narottam Thakur, his body formation also was very nice looking, like Mahaprabhu. Then he have got chance to go to Vrindavan. And before that, Narottam Thakur's Nityananda Prabhu, he have seen Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees in that dream. Every day he is looking the Sankirtana Mahaprabhu. And he also mood of intoxication, always chanting and thinking Mahaprabhu. But his father Krishnananda, he wants to make him grihastha, but it was very impossible. Then they tried to Narottam Thakur to keep their house within the guard.
Keep a guard looking at the house.
Looking. And one day the Hussain Sabadsa or Gaureshwar, Gaureshwar means that time king of Bengal, tried to see his father and his uncle. and they both gone, and Narottam Thakur was alone in the house, then his mother gave chance to go out from the house. And Narottam Thakur gone out, and straight he gone to Mathura, Vrindavan Mathura, and they are met with Jiva Goswami. And there also another two, Srinivas Acharya and Shamananda Prabhu, they three stayed in Vrindavan. And by the inspiration of Mahaprabhu, he wants to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami not taking disciple. He was very renounced type, and he is not giving to serve anybody for him, and also he is not staying permanently any place. Mahaprabhu's followers have nature, they are staying few days here, few days there, under the tree, that way they are living. And Lokanath Goswami also living that way. In the Vrindavan, they are born means jungle, but it is not actually jungle. What is English, Maharaj? Vrindavan, born, forest.
They say forest.
Huh?
They say forest.
Forest. Anyhow, the Lokanath Goswami, he requested by Narottam Thakur, give him diksha. But Lokanath Goswami was eager to give diksha anybody, then he rejected. But Narottam Thakur thinks, it is inspiration of Mahaprabhu and my heart also with him, and I must take diksha from him. And this way, 17 times he prayed, but Lokanath Goswami is not agreed. And Narottam Thakur thinks, if I shall not get diksha from Lokanath Goswami, I shall leave this body. But lastly, he tried to serve him anyway, but he is not giving service. And he thinks, where the Lokanath Goswami every day going for passing stools, that place he is making clean every day. First, Lokanath Goswami cannot understand which way it is clean. But later, one night he watched just someone doing it, and he had seen Narottam, he come there and he clean up everything by hand. Then Lokanath Goswami surprised to see the mood of devotion of Narottam Thakur to him. Then he was very soft with Narottam, and he asked, why you are doing this? And Narottam Thakur said, you must be pleased to me. That is my desire, and give me initiation. Then Lokanath Goswami happily took as a disciple of Narottam, to Narottam Thakur. And only one disciple he took, Lokanath Goswami. His deity was Radha Gokulananda, and he gave the service to Narottam Thakur. And Narottam Thakur, Srinivasacharya and Shamananda Prabhu, three, they teach by Srila Rupa Goswami. এই জীব গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড জীব গোস্বামী ওয়াজ ভেরি হ্যাপি উইথ দেম অ্যান্ড লাস্টলি হোয়েন দে হ্যাভ গট অল নলেজ অফ কৃষ্ণ কনসাসনেস ইন দ্য স্ক্রিপচারাল ওয়ে দেন জীব গোস্বামী সেড টু দেম ইউ গো টু বেঙ্গল অ্যান্ড হিয়ার রূপ সনাতন অ্যান্ড আদার গোস্বামী শ্রী রূপ সনাতন ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীব গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ অ্যান্ড কবিরাজ গোস্বামী এভরিবডিজ সাম ওয়ার্ক অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ সার্ভিস ইন ফর্ম অফ স্ক্রিপচার ইউ টেক ইট অল অ্যান্ড প্রিচ দেয়ার ইন বেঙ্গল অ্যান্ড হি অ্যারেঞ্জ এ ব্লক কার্ড অ্যান্ড উইথ দ্যাট ওয়ান অর টু কার্ড মে বি উইথ দ্যাট জীব গোস্বামী সেন্ট দেম বাট হোয়েন দে এন্টার ইন বেঙ্গল দেয়ার ওয়াজ ওয়ান কিং ডাকোয়েট অ্যান্ড হিজ নেম ওয়াজ বীর হাম্বি হি ওয়াজ ডিভোটি অফ কৃষ্ণা আউট outwardly, but inside he was dacoit. And he had one Jyotishi. Jyotishi means astrologer, very good astrologer. He can say what is in their of the Pothik.
Bulakar.
Bulakar and that Jyotishi he calculated and told to Raja Birhambi inside there are many valuable jewels but there was only the literature of Rup Sanatana and Goswami, Sar Goswami but that Jyotishi had seen that literature as a exalted jewel, jewelry. And when Birhambir heard inside of that bullock car, the basket, and there is many jewelry, then he sent his party, dacoit party, and they stolen that. And that time that three Goswami was very unhappy. Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu. This name also given, title, not name, title given by Jiva Goswami, Narottam, his title given Thakur. And Srinivas, his title given Acharya. And Shamananda, his title given Prabhu. Shamananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Thakur, this title given. Then Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur, they search many ways but cannot trace that books. Then Srinivas Acharya was leader and he said to Narottam Thakur and Shamananda Prabhu, you go back to your village, but I shall search until death fire is there. But you go and you preach what you know and what you have with you. Something have must be. Then Shamananda Prabhu gone back to Midnapur district, Midnapur in Bengal. And Narottam Thakur gone to Khetori, Natol, Pabna. Pabna jala na? Rajshahi, Rajshahi, Rajshahi Natol. Yes, Rajshahi. Rajshahi was Natol. There, gone there. And Srinivas Acharya Prabhu searched that book and one day he living in a house of He is living in a house of Brahmin and searching that Vishnupur, Bankura district. And one day he heard Raja B. Rambir, he arranged, every day he is hearing
Srimad
Bhagavatam, so that dacoit. And some pandit,
they are
explaining
Bhagavad,
some pandit, and
that
Brahmin also invited by the king, and Brahmin said to Srinivasa Acharya,
will you go there
to hear Bhagavad? And Srinivasa Acharya said yes.
And he
gone, and he has said there are many of
the audience
there, and they are hearing Bhagavad, but he was not happy to hear the interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad and cannot tolerate. Luckily, and he was also mistake. You are giving interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad, but it is not possible. Actually, Bhagavad has much wealth inside of Bhagavad, and it is not sufficient what you are explaining. You are explaining through your grammatical knowledge. But Bhagavad is not like that. Bhagavad is incarnation of Sri Krishna. And there are hidden meanings, many things inside that. And that pandit, all they are surprised to hear. First, and King Dhirhamdev Dhakwaj, he told, can you explain? And agreed, similar person, yes, I can explain. Then he explained Srimad Bhagavat, and he lived, and all the audience was moved to hear from Srimad Acharya. And Raja Dhirhamdev, very happily, worshipped Srinivasa Acharya and asked from her, are you coming? What is your, how is your, what is your intention, etc. And he told all stories, told him book. Then, when stolen that book, he opened that bucket. But he has to be inside only book. And he chastised his astrologer. He told there is a gem. But he has only book. Then that Jyotishi again and again calculated. And every time he is looking, there is gem. Then he said, sir, this book is gem, I think. More than realize. Then also with touching the books or anyway, he has got inspiration. Then how much I have done often. This book, inside of this book is there. Then he kept it very nice way in his godown. If anybody will claim, he will give back to him. That was his intention. Then when he heard, he said, yes, I am that thief. And he told the king, yes, I took it. I stole your book. And it is intact in my godown. So don't worry, it comes. And He was like that, he had gone, got back everything, the Goswami Grantha, Shastra. Then he sent news to Narottam Thakur and Samananda Prabhu, all the books come back, comfortably. Then Narottam Thakur makes Gravan festival there in Lalpai district. Now it is in Bangladesh, his birthday. And he speaks in a very wise way. He was great Pandit. His voice was very sweet and can sing. Very nicely. And she can see very nicely. They are singing style. Garan Bhati. Rene B. I forgot who. Style is Garan Bhati and the history of it, Rene B. Maybe somewhere we can see here. Anyhow, Narottam Thakur comes to Navadvip and they want to see Mahaprabhu's birthplace, and they are praying some Mahaprabhu. And the old man, that time also living, who has seen Mahaprabhu, and he very eagerly, intoxicated way, come with Krishna prayer. And when he comes to Navadvip, someone brought him, he gave himself a first. And Brahmin was very old and he had seen Mahaprabhu. And he told many histories of first time from Mahaprabhu to him. Then Jagannath missed his house, Mahaprabhu's house actually. When he went there, he has seen that Suklamba Brahmachari is there, and he met with Suklamba Brahmachari. And Suklamba Brahmachari was very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he told, I come from Vrindavan and from Jiva Goswami, and all history, and Suklamba Brahmachari embraced him, Narottam Thakur, and get much rich. And all the news he have got from Narottam Thakur of Vrindavan. And Damodar Pandit also was there, who sent by Mahaprabhu from Puri Dham before for actually guard of Sati Mata's house. There was Vishnupriya Devi. And that Damodar Pandit also embraced him, and Achyutananda Advaita Bhavan, there Achyutananda Advaita Prabhu's son was Mahaprabhu's very dear devotee. He met with all Gauridas Pandit, Hridaya Chaitanya, he met with everybody. Ambika Kalla, he went to Uddhayan Dattu Bhattu, and all the Vaishnavas. He met with them, devotee of Mahaprabhu, and he went to Khorda, and that time Nityananda Prabhu living in Khorda. Khorda near to Calcutta. So Khorda, they are living, and Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannatha Devi, and Vasudha Devi. See, are living in Khorda. I have not seen that place.
now it is coming from regardless to see. That's like and Narottam Thakur met with Jarna Urdevi also. Narottam Thakur installed in Khetori there six pair of Vithi. And Jarnava Devi, he invited by Narottam Thakur and went there, and Jarna Urdevi installed there. Nityananda Prabhu, Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. And also Abhiram Khanakul, here another place, that is Abhiram Thakur. Narottam Thakur gave all the news to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from there he went to Nilaswal. And from Nilaswal, there also he met with Gopinath Acharya and other Mahaprabhu, the associates, and give all the news. And I have seen Jagannath Baladev, Suvatra, Kailasa, Sarkur, Samadhi, and looking everything, he was very, intoxicated with Krishna's praise. And his praise was very high quality, like Mahaprabhu. To see that all the devotees was moved. The king, Mahaprabhu himself, appeared in form of Narottam. That was their film. And everybody gave him much affection to Narottam Thakur. What a power of bhakti. Right? There also Narottam Thakur heart divine. The Mahaprabhu disappeared in Gopinath temple. Radha Dharpandi, he was sitting at Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Tota Gopinath in Puri. And when he heard it, he had seen that Tota Gopinath. And he has seen that one spot, yellow spot, in Gopinath's heart. And he was very sad and crying for Mahaprabhu. I cannot explain it. It's very difficult to historical way. Then Jagannath Balla Buddha, Narendra Sarovar, everything. He has seen, and there Samananda Prabhu also living that time in Puri, and he met with Samananda Prabhu again, and they talked everything about the Grantha and Srinivas Acharya. And he was, after meeting with Samananda Prabhu, whole day night they are talking about Mahaprabhu. And this way he is staying in Puri Dham, and from there he again come back to Sri Khanda. There was Narayan Thakur, Raghunandan Thakur, and Narayan Sarkar Thakur, Raghunandan. They were very dear of Mahaprabhu. And from Sri Khanda to Katwa, there was Gadadhar Das Thakur, who was the incarnation of Radharani Kanti. Kanti means? Effulgence of Srimati Radharani. And he was the dear of Nityananda. And from there, Nityananda, he went to see the birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu. So Harai Pandit for the Vedi to remembrance them, and from there to gone to Khetari Dham, and going there he has seen his father disappear. And when Narottam Thakur, when they are, he is waiting outside of the house, and all his friends and relatives come and they took Narottam Thakur inside of their house, but Narottam do not want to go inside. And he told, I am now renounced life, I am holding. And they all took diksha from Narottam Thakur. And from there Narottam Thakur started to preach, and he composed many songs about Radha Krishna Leela, about Vaishnava Seva, and his song was very famous. And everywhere singing that song, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Thakur song. And it is very famous in Bengal station. Every higher of India it is going. Anyhow, there Narottam Thakur, when the king, Raja Santosh Dutta, his relative, when he took diksha from Narottam Thakur and whole family and villagers, not only one village by village, everybody took diksha from Narottam Thakur. Then Narottam Thakur ordered there to make temple. And they made temple there, and he invited Janhava Mata. And Janhava Mata gone with Palkin, no? Palkin. And Janhava Mata, they installed the vidra. And all the devotees of Mahaprabhu from Orissa, from Bengal, from Bihar, around this area. Everybody, when heard they are going festival, and everybody invited, and they gone and made there a big festival, 1 month going there, big festival. This way, Narottam Thakur installed there, Mahaprabhu's vigraha, Nityananda Prabhu's vigraha, and other six pairs of. That one shloka I forgot, Guru Maharaj is telling that shloka here. Maybe. Srinivasacharya going there, and he was the priest. Oh, yes, maybe. Sri Gauranga Vallabhi Ganta Sri Krishna Bhajamohana Sri Radha Ramana Sri Radha Kanta. This Gauranga Vallabhi Ganta Sri Krishna Bhajamohana Radha Ramana Sri Radha Kanta. This is. And that's the vigraha Narottam Thakur installed there. And Gokul Das, Sri Vallabh Das, Devi Das, many of the Vaishnavas joined there, and the Sankirtan going. Janhava Mata, he instructed Narottam Thakur for singing. And Narottam Thakur started his own song to sing. Also there are other devotees from that day. They are all singing Jagunandan, Jagadish Pandit, Mahesh Pandit, Shankar, Sridhar, Govinda, Purandar, Acharya Purandar, Vadvaita Acharya, Nityananda, Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh. All come in that festival. It is a miracle that some Mahaprabhu or Advaita Prabhu, they disappear that time. But in the festival of Narottam Thakur, they living or disappear devotees. of Mahaprabhu. Who is living that time and who has disappeared, everybody come in that sankirtan. And everybody sworn, the Mahaprabhu, he is singing. He is doing sankirtan, Vishwanath Prabhu is doing it, like that. It's happened. In the north of Thakur, the house. And that was very miracle. Then everybody knows Narottam Thakur is a very great devotee. And he established the conception of Mahaprabhu in the line of Rupa Goswami. And there are many Brahmins took initiation from Narottam Thakur. But he not was by caste Brahmin. And there are some contradictions come. And some fighting come also with them. And they are defeated all. But lastly, some abusement come against him. Oh, he is taking the puja from Brahmin. He will get much punishment from the Jamaraj like that. Some bad people, they are telling us, not some Thakur, do not care that. But all the systematic preaching organized by Narottam Thakur with Srinivasa Bhattacharya, Samananda Prabhu and others, devotees. And Jannava Mata, headed by Jannava Mata, it's organized there. And after that, Narottam Thakur, you have got Vishwanath Chakrabarti and other members, Ramchandra Kaviraj was a very good friend. One day Ramchandra Kaviraj going, for buying some goat, and he was king also. Not his father was king, maybe, but he is going for buying some goat, and he is coming back to take that goat, maybe 108, like that. And Narottam Thakur has seen him, he is a very nice boy, looking very nice, and he form also very exalted, and what he will do with this goat. And he asked, you my friend, have home, are you coming and where are you going? And he said, this is fact. Then Narottam Thakur, oh, you are doing so much wrong. It is not wish of Mother Kali, and it is not wish of Krishna. Surely she is mother. She cannot cut. She cannot take his son's blood. And you are doing that. It is not proper life. You come and I shall teach you. And he kissed to Ramchandra Kaviraj. And he was very happy with Narottam Thakur and he knew all the goats. And he lived in his house also and said, so long, after that he lived with Narottam Thakur. And he was also great on this is Narottam Thakur association. And this way Narottam Thakur preaching going really happily. And many miracles in the character of Narottam Thakur, you can understand. One, you have seen in Navadvip, the paddy, we have seen paddy, some around Gola, it's called paddy Gola.
Sorry.
Right? Behind the temple. That type of Gola, there was very big snake. And oh, what about them? Very good. Snake Gola. And everybody was careful, but Narottam gone there. And he opened up. When Narottam gone there and opened that door of that Gola. And everybody seen Vimishananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and Vishnu Vyadari in form of Vishnu come out and take place in a love. Vishnu Priya and quality. What is quality?